patient is Susan Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T. Susan is the first name, S-U-S-A-N. This is Ian Jacob Proximity. He's sent a copy to the patient, sent a copy of his report to Reverend Dr. Binsfeld, B-I-N-S-F-E-L-D. Clinical patient data was 2-1-1962, date of visit 1-24-2013. Clinical information, the patient is 50 years old. Right hand, left hand dominant Caucasian woman who has had bilateral hand numbness over the last few years. Her symptoms have become most recently, especially on the left side. She has a constant numbness of the left hand. She has also had occasional numbness of the right hand. Her symptoms tend to be worse at night. She has also had bilateral shoulder, elbow, and wrist pain, both on the left side and the right side. She has an increased symptoms of numbness and pain with doing dishes, sewing, and other activities. She has a neck pain off and on, especially in the afternoon, everyday period. She is currently on disability period. Extra-arterial examination, weight 214 pounds, height 62 inches. She had normal muscle tone, bulk, and strength, and both of her extremities, muscle, which is reflexes, were normal. No major sensory, sensation has decreased in median of distribution. On the left side, friction also was positive on the left side. Some arterial changes were noted. She did not have any additional warmth or swelling of any of the joints. Peripheral pulses were present. She had a tremendous circulation in the cervical and scapular area bilaterally. Next paragraph, nerve conduction study. Median unlocked radial lungs were passed within each upper extremity. Median sensory latency was prolonged at 4.3 milliseconds on the left side and 3.4 milliseconds on the right side. Unlocked radial sensory responses were normal. Median and ulnar active latencies were normal. Median distal motor latency was prolonged at 5.3 milliseconds on the left side and 3.8 milliseconds on the right side. Median motor amplitudes were diminished on the left side and normal on the right side. Median motor conduction velocity 52 meters per second on the left side, 55 meters per second on the right side. Ulnar motor latencies, amplitudes, and conduction velocities were normal. Third, next paragraph, electromyographic study. Two muscles were tested in each upper extremity along with paraspinal cervical muscles, as mentioned in detail separately. No data on morphology, recruitment, and interference pattern were normal. No problems in the activity were observed. Impersonal activity was normal. Examination of paraspinal cervical muscles did not show any significant innervation changes. Paired next round of impression, this study showed evidence for moderate left carpal tunnel syndrome without innervation changes. Paired there was also evidence for mild right carpal tunnel syndrome. Where there was no evidence for significant ulnar neuropathy. There was no convincing electrophysiological evidence for significant ulnar neuropathy or cubital tunnel syndrome. There was no evidence for cervical radiculopathy. She will follow up in your clinic as scheduled. She will return to this office as needed. Thank you very much for the talk. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.